WHDD presents Susan Says.
It's my birthday and I'll cry if I want to cry. Oh, wait a minute. That's It's My Party, isn't it? Well, I'm not having a party and it's still my birthday, so I will cry if I want to. Boo-hoo. What could make me happy? Let's see. The three C's. Chocolate, caviar, and champagne. All right, then. I do have one. That's chocolate. So, hint, hint, moving on. It's been a strange week. I stayed in all week, not good, but I binged on some awesome TV, which got me through. It really did. First, the incredible three-part documentary on Disney Plus about the Beatles by filmmaker Peter Jackson. He went through like 700 zillion hours of filming things to make this incredible six-hour wonder. I've always loved the Beatles. George was my fave. But now I love them even more. I admire them. I appreciate them. I miss them. They were not just cute musicians who rock. They were geniuses. Well, three of them were. Ringo's fun. And they saw down to the ultimate tiny detail to make their work so good. They all played three instruments, too. Who knew? This documentary culminates in the Roof Concert, which was their last performance. I was so thrilled to be there in the room where it happened. I love it. I urge all of you to see it. You'll never be able to get those songs out of your mind, not that you ever wanted to. Then Stephen Sondheim, my real music hero, passed. There were a lot of tributes, a great documentary called Six by Sondheim on HBO that I had never seen, a live sing-along with many Broadway stars, including my fave, Josh Groban. Just wonderful. It brought tears. What a genius Sondheim was. I met him several times. I have a lovely note from him thanking me for a letter I wrote. Yeah, honest. His lyrics, so intimate, so deep, so incredibly smart and moving. Another few hours that were just wonderful to spend. Now, I promise myself I will get out more, so I hope I do. And as for my birthday, well, I won't cry. I also won't acknowledge the age because I'm between 50 and death permanently. That's it. Bye for now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.